To form an agricultural enterprise area, or AEA, at least 5 farmers enter into a voluntary partnership and pledge to keep their land agricultural for 15 years. The landowners and local governments then petition the state to designate the land as an AEA. In turn, the farmers can receive a tax credit of up to $10 per acre. Wisconsin recently increased the amount of land that can receive the AEA designation from 1 million acres to 2 million. DATCAP's AEA program manager, Corrine Fallett, says the program has been growing in popularity. She says it builds upon Wisconsin's original farmland preservation program, which protects dwindling agricultural lands.
Well, that's still important today, but there's this recognition that it's also important to preserve the industries and the businesses that support those farm businesses. So without, you know, a support industry, a processing industry, without those ag-related businesses that the farmers need, you can't have a strong, viable agricultural economy.
Nate Olson is the Land Resources and Parks Department senior planner in Dodge County, where there are 5 AEAs. He says the landowners have been the driving force in getting the designation.
The availability to get a tax credit and enter into agreement was a big part of it in some of these areas, and by designating AEA, it does help support the ag industry and to show, you know, that local commitment.
Olson says it's too early to tell how the program will affect future development in Dodge County. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.